Exodus 20, verse 12 is the fifth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. Why did God give us that commandment? Was it because there were dysfunctional parents and rebellious children at the time of the Exodus? Does a duck say quack? Of course there were. Absolutely. There were lots of dysfunctional families and dysfunctional children. Somebody ought to make a TV drama out of the lives of Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel. Just imagine what that would be like. Dysfunctional families didn't just start with Adam and Eve. It continued throughout all time. It began there. And it plops right here where we are today. Husband, wife, son, daughter. Listen to what Solomon said in Proverbs 30, verse 11. The eye that mocks a father, that scorns obedience to a mother, will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures. Yuck. And these are the final three verses of the entire Old Testament. Malachi 4, 5, and 6. The Lord God Almighty is speaking, and he said, see, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. Double yuck. Of course, today we're more enlightened and we've read the New Testament and we don't have these problems at all. We've overcome all of them. I probably shouldn't be that flippant. I probably shouldn't be that sarcastic with my humor because, you know, I think today this problem is more prevalent in our culture and in our lives than it's ever been. Of course, I haven't lived forever. But it seems to me that it's getting worse and worse. We are surrounded by dysfunctional families. And some of you are probably reaping the rewards of that right now. Now, in this commandment, God addressed the children, but he knew that it was two-sided. He knew that the parents were also involved because parents are sinful, imperfect people. Are you girls listening? Grandparents are also sinful and imperfect people. All of us are. Here's the truth. We cannot escape from this problem that we live in. We are all rebellious sons and daughters, all of whom have parents who are sinners. Yet God says, honor your father and your mother. And he didn't say to only honor the saintly ones. What does the word honor mean? The word honor in Hebrew means, I like this, to make weighty, to make heavy. So take them out to McDonald's and give them a Big Mac and a double milkshake. No, that's not what it means. It means to make them heavy by heaping onto them esteem and honor and respect. Smother them with love. That's the meaning of the Hebrew word. Weigh them down with all that good stuff. Help them. Serve them. Even provide for them if they are in need. The opposite is the word light or lightly. Don't take them lightly. Don't take them for granted. Do not be guilty of not taking them seriously. Don't withhold your honor and your respect from them. Let's face it, there are many sons and daughters of all ages sitting right here who do not hold their parents in very high esteem. How many of you have heard someone say, or maybe you've said it yourself, I don't want to be like my mother. I don't want to be like my father. I've said that. Have you said that? Don't answer. I'm sure that you're familiar with that wonderful quote of Mark Twain's. He said, when I was 14 years old, my father was so ignorant. I hated to have the old man around. But when I was 21 years old, I was astonished to see how much my father had learned in only 7 years. There is a ton of disrespect for parents today. In fact, it's one of the common themes in our primetime entertainment. As recently as 30 to 50 years ago, we enjoyed the antics of Leave It to Beaver and Lassie and My Three Sons and the Waltons. But in the last two decades, it's evolved to Beavis and Butthead and The Simpsons and The Sopranos and worse. Today, it's amazing and it's actually startling how many kids mouth off at their parents. Now let's include the adult children who are sitting right here. In this day and age, communication is easy. It's instant. Traveling is far easier. Is it fun? But traveling is far easier than it ever was. How many of you adults sitting here who have living parents today don't even talk to them? You don't communicate with them? How many of you don't visit them? How many of you are on the receiving end of that problem? You never hear from your kids. They never call you. They never send a card. They forget your birthday. You might find this story amusing if you're one of those people. She was 60 years old and she decided that it was time to write a will. It was actually way past time to write a will. But anyway, she was 60. She went to her attorney and she said, "I only have two conditions in my will. Condition number one, I must be cremated. Condition number two, I want my ashes spread at Bloomingdale's." And the lawyer said, "Bloomingdale's? Why in the world Bloomingdale's?" And she said, "Because that way I can be sure that at least twice a week my daughters will visit me." That story might be cute, but it reveals pain in that mother's heart. She's not being honored and respected and cared for by her daughters. She's being disrespected. There's a lack of love. Ever been there? It's very ironic that this sermon fell on my birthday. In fact, it's a little uncomfortable for me that it fell on my birthday, because I have broken this commandment. I feel that deep within me, that I've broken this commandment. My parents are deceased. Did I love my parents? Absolutely. Did I like my parents? Not so much. But I want to tell you some positive things about my parents. The structure of my home was biblical in that my father was the head of the home, and my mother was submissive to him, and she was very much his helpmate. I also submitted to my parents' authority. I did not mouth off at my parents, and I rarely disobeyed my parents. So in many ways, I demonstrably kept this fifth commandment of God in honoring them. But in my heart, and in a few demonstrable ways that I will never tell you about, I also broke this commandment. And I wonder how many of you can identify with that. In biblical days, at the time of the book of Exodus, the family unit was the foundational institution of all society. And that's still true today. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't seem like it. But it's still true today. As someone put it so well, as goes the home, so goes the nation. How are we doing today? Where there is a lack of honor and respect for parents, there is a lack of honor and respect for teachers. That evolves into a lack of honor and respect for bosses, for church leaders, for police officers, for government officials, and so forth. You may be familiar with a rather horrifying story that took place in Waycross, Georgia, in April of 2008 at Center Elementary School. How many of you are elementary school teachers or have been in the past? Elementary school teachers? Okay? These children were in the third grade. They were 6 to 8 years old. I mean, 8 to 9 years old. And here's what happened. They plotted together, nine of them, to kill their teacher. Why? Because she had scolded one of them for standing on a chair. They didn't fulfill their task. They were caught. And when the police came, they found a bag that the children had brought to school with these things in it: a broken steak knife, handcuffs, duct tape, electrical tape, ribbons, and a crystal paperweight, all of which they intended to use to kill their teacher. As goes the home, so goes the nation. Listen to these words from 2 Timothy 3, beginning in the first verse. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying all its power. As goes the home, so goes the nation. As goes the nation, so goes sinful humanity. All of this is a sign of the last days. And it's getting worse and worse. Now, you know that there are 10 commandments. And you also know, I assume, that the first 4 commandments deal with our relationship to God. And we have been through those. And we're continuing now with the rest of the 10 commandments. And the other 6 deal with our relationships with one another. But this is important. All 6 of the commandments that we're about to enter into that deal with our relationships with one another also determine our relationship with God. They're all interconnected. And they all come back to one subject, and that subject is worship. And that will become more and more evident as we continue to go through all 10 commandments. Now, it's very fitting that this 5th commandment is the bridge between our relationship to God and our relationship to one another, because it all starts in the family. It's in the family, ideally, it's in the family where we first learn what it means to submit. And undergirding all the 10 commandments is the word submit. How we submit to authority is both a practical issue and it's a spiritual issue as well. You are a rebel. Moi? Yes. You are a rebel. You were born rebellious. It's not confined to teenagers. Are you listening, girls? It's not confined to teenagers. The devil knows this, and the devil loves to whisper in our ears, and he says, you don't need to honor your father and your mother. They don't deserve it. They are sinners. Look at all the things they did wrong. Look at how they hurt you. They had the audacity to say no to you when you wanted them to say yes. They're so sinful that you don't have to honor them. And some of you may be hearing him whisper a different word. He may be saying, and they abused you. Abusive parents. He says, honor your father, even the alcoholics, and even the wife beaters, and even the adulterers. Who is he? They may not have shown any respect for God. They may not have shown any respect for you or for society or anyone else. And they don't, it doesn't feel that they deserve any respect from you, but God says, honor your father and your mother. If you look for sin in your parents in order to justify not honoring them, guess what? You'll find it. It's so easy to find. It's blatant. It's out there. There are no perfect parents. Well, Elizabeth and I. there are no perfect parents. We're all victims of that at various degrees. But God does not command us to honor their sinfulness. He does not command us to like them. But he still wants us to honor them because of their position in our lives. If you struggle with how to do that, and I know that's true of many people, then ask God, God, how can I honor them? And definitely pray for them. Pray for them. And perhaps you need to seek the wisdom and the understanding and the counseling of a good Christian friend or even a good Christian counselor. All of that may lead to some rebuke and it may lead to some confession, and undoubtedly it's going to lead to some forgiveness. These are not easy things to deal with. Now, what about the New Testament concerning this subject? Are we off the hook? No, not off the hook. Paul reiterated this commandment in Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Then Paul expanded on it in Colossians 3:20. He said, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. These verses have a squirm factor of 10 out of 10. But let's talk about them briefly. The Greek word for children, he addressed us as children. The Greek word for children is defined this way: any person who lives dependently with their parents. Any person who lives dependently with their parents. If you are independent from your parents at this point, then you have moved on into a different stage of life. And the Greek word for obey literally means, are you ready? Hear under. H-E-A-R. Hear under. In other words, listen to what your parents have to say. Listen attentively to what your parents have to say. Sit in submissiveness to your parents and allow them to share their experience and their wisdom, and you might just be like Mark Twain and discover how much wisdom they gain in just a few years. Now, as an adult who is no longer dependent on your parents, you are not required to listen to them submissively. Do you hear that word? Submissively. But listening to them brings them honor and respect. The fifth commandment in the Old Testament was not age specific. The fifth commandment, as reiterated in the New Testament, was not age specific. It applies to grown children and to youngsters as well. Now, for those of you adults whose parents are still living, do you listen to them? Do you even communicate with them? God says, honor them. Hear under. If they are still with you, love them enough to at least listen to what they have to say to you. Maybe they're hard to love sometimes, but remember this, you were hard to love sometimes too. You might enjoy this. It was written by Pastor John Hagee, and he said this to his adult children when he was aging. He said, I'm going to move in with you when I cannot take care of myself. And when I do, I'm going to use the phone all day, turn the TV up really loud, invite all my old friends over, and eat you out of house and home, and I am never going to clean my room. And then he said, my children pray for my good health every day. Now, some of you may have checked out on this sermon long ago. You said, My childhood was so long ago that it's too late for me to even think about any of this. My parents died several presidents ago. Or you may be saying, my children are no longer children. My children are now senior citizens, and it's too late for me to talk about an ideal family situation now. What's done is done. Did I hit anybody? Well, then let's shift our focus. You are a child of God. And this commandment applies to him, as well as to mom and dad. There's a story in Matthew 15, and it's repeated in Mark 7, where some of the scribes and the Pharisees were very upset with Jesus and his disciples for things they were not doing correctly to observe religious rituals that they considered really vital. And Jesus spoke to the scribes and Pharisees, and he said this, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death." Now here comes the interesting part. That other part was interesting too. Here comes a more interesting part. "But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God,' he is not to honor his father with it." What does that mean? There was a very interesting Jewish custom at that time, and the Jews decided to take all of their material possessions, all their money and all of their material possessions, and dedicate them to God and to the temple in writing. They had a document. And as long as they were dedicated to God and the temple, God owned them. And then they could turn with a sense of good conscience and say to mom and dad, "Everything I have now belongs to God. I can't give any of it to you." That sounds very similar to some of the tax laws that we have created for ourselves to keep us from returning to the government what the government says we should return to them. Exemptions. Clever laws to get out of doing what they knew they should do. Jesus went on to say to the scribes and Pharisees, "Thus you nullify," I like the way that reads in English, that sounds like a lawyer talking, to scribes and Pharisees. "Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, saying, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.'" To our Lord, the expression of our faith is not in rules taught by men. It's not in a book of order. Instead, it's what resides in our hearts. That's what's important to God. Out of our hearts are to flow compassion and kindness and honor and respect for God, for one another. The focus of this sermon today is not on the issue of your financially helping your parents if they should need it. That is, of course, one way that you can honor your parents, by providing for their needs in their old age. The real issue is the heart condition in honoring God, our Heavenly Father, not just with our lips and not just through our religious traditions, and not just through our financial obedience to God, but with our hearts. Love him. Honor him. Revere him. Respect him. Adore him. Obey him. God clearly deserves that. He clearly deserves it. Now let's close with this. I asked the question at the beginning, Why did God want to give us this fifth commandment? There's probably many reasons, but I want to suggest five. One of them is it addresses a universal problem of dysfunction in our families, sinful parents, and rebellious children. Two, it's the right thing to do. It honors God. Three, it also teaches us respect for authority. Four, obeying it can bring peace and joy and harmony to parents and to children. And parents and children and grandparents, we need peace and joy and harmony in our families. Number five, this is the best one. It was also a gift from God. Because God said this, do this, and it will improve your quality of life, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth. I've heard so many people quote that you may enjoy long life on earth. Who needs that? Lord, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go home. Are you? That you may enjoy this life on earth. But ultimately, it's a reminder that our responsibility, our privilege, our calling is to honor God, our Heavenly Father, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy this life that He gives you on this side of heaven. Hallelujah. Let's pray. God, our Father, we adore you. And Father, we confess to you that in our sinful hearts, we have all failed to honor our parents as much as they deserve to be honored. And Lord, the devil has put roadblocks and obstacles and walls in our lives. And sometimes that's all we can see. Lord, I pray that you will help us to love you by loving those that you give to us. Parents, children, grandparents, family of God. The God above all, may we love you and honor you and serve you and be your light in this world. In Jesus' name. Amen.